This is the 96.5 Family Show. Heard weekdays from 6 on Brisbane's 96.5.
The Family Show, Liam, Robbie and Ness, and our motivational man, international author and speaker is Andrew Griffiths. It's all about the action today. You can think as positive as you like, but it might not get you anywhere. Morning, mate. How are you?
Good morning, team. How's everyone doing?
I guess this time of year, too, we kind of do feel a little picked up in our spirits. New Year's not too far away. We realign the goals. But just sitting there and talking about it, is a little. We need to do more than that, don't we?
Well, I think we do. And I think we all have become perhaps a little bit cynical at times about things. They're positive thinking, and we wander around and people go, yeah. It's just that positive thinking isn't going to make you a millionaire and all those kind of things. And I do agree with that. I think it's an important part, and I'll clarify that, but you can't get the things that you want in life if you don't take positive action. And that's where these two things actually do go hand in hand. So having a positive attitude is great, but if our actions aren't in alignment and we take no actions, there'll be no changes in our life.
So one leads to the other is another way of putting it. I mean, if you have a bad attitude, you never will do it anyway. But having a good attitude on its own isn't enough.
That's right. Exactly the point. And it's a fine kind of a line. Again, I think there's many people around who read lots of stuff and say, yep, I'm reading all this motivational stuff and I'm thinking in the right place. But if they're not going to follow through and take the actions, and we've all been in that place, then nothing changes. And that actually makes things more frustrating because we're going, oh, I want to achieve this or I want to do this and I'm thinking right about it, but it's not happening. So I tend to get more frustrated and more angst and more disappointment. So, again, it can become a self-fulfilling prophecy in many ways.
I always find, you know, when you see people interviewed or you read their autobiography, people that have been successful, let's say financially, you know, in the business realm, and a lot of hard work along the way. I mean, they're usually 25-year overnight successes, aren't they? I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, and the people that do get there are the ones that aren't scared of a bit of hard work.
That's right. And it is that they've made that connection. I think they're the ones who really go, yep, okay, I'm clear about what I want out of my life. I'm positive. I know I'll have setbacks. I know I'll have ups and downs and all the rest of it. But I also know that if I want to achieve it, the only way I'm going to do that is by actually getting off my butt and doing stuff. And that's then, as you say, that's how they become a 25-year overnight success.
Mate, there's a lot of talk, isn't there, about, you know, if you think it will happen. I mean, there's a lot of hoodoo exactly. About that. I mean, even Oprah was banging on the other night about some, put a picture on your wall, it'll happen. Now, I see where they're going, but there's so much more. I mean, you're right, the 25 years to be an overnight success, we have to take steps ourselves to make it happen.
That's right, and I think we've got to make sure that we're taking the right steps. That's another little fine point on this. Something that I do, I keep a little chart beside my desk, and it's all of the things that I do during a day. I have a little line there which says, are these moving me towards my goals? Is this action moving me towards my goal or away from my goal? And I just kind of have a little line there, and it's amazing how much stuff we do during the day which actually doesn't take us towards where we want to go. So I think being aware of our actions and being a little bit smarter about what we're doing, that is certainly a big part of this as well.
An action plan. Take us through some steps today. We can think it, but then we need to do what?
Okay. Well, exactly as I was just saying, I think that that's one of the steps is to be really aware of what we're currently doing and saying, okay, well, I want to be a millionaire, but I'm spending all of my time doing things which actually just take me away from that. It doesn't help me. I'm not creating wealth. I'm not getting more focused. I'm not more on track. So I need to change what I'm doing. So the first step is to identify what actions you're taking. Are they positive? Are they negative? Or are you doing nothing? So once you've identified that, then the next step is to modify your actions or to physically actually do something. So, and I think that then you're on track. So the third step is to make sure that our actions, our positive thinking is in alignment. And again, those three kind of steps, I think you're well on the way to achieving things you want to achieve.
What if though, mate, you're just not going to, I mean, just let's be realistic for a second. Some people have some grandiose plans.
And absolutely.
It ain't always going to, like, you know what? There was a time where I wanted to be the next Bon Jovi. It ain't going to happen. How do we get that reality check?
Well, I think the world is probably a lot happier about that outcome.
All right,
too,
okay. Merry Christmas to you too.
I think that is a tough one, isn't it? To say, well, okay, I want to be a ballerina dancer, and there's absolutely no way on earth I'm ever going to be a ballerina dancer. But I think that's up to the individual to really turn around and say, okay, is this goal really realistic? Am I prepared to do what it takes? is the other side of things to even come close to achieving that goal. And that's normally a bit of a screening process as well. You know, we can all probably achieve great wealth, but geez, at what cost are we prepared to do the hours, take the risks, etc.? And I think that trying to say, well, this is a reasonable goal for me, it is probably the hardest part. And to be honest, I'm not quite sure what the process is for that. I think it's such an individual thing to say, well, okay, I think I can achieve this, and you've got to believe yourself and back yourself.
I certainly may not have been able to sing like him, but I had his do back in 1999.
I've seen the pictures.
Came very close.
That'd be a pretty picture.
Our motivational man, international speaker and author is Andrew Griffiths, who doesn't look good in a tutu, which is why he's not going to be a ballerina dancer. Thinking positive, acting positive. Mate, we'll catch up for the final time this year, next week, hey?
I look forward to it. You have a great day, guys.
You too. On The Family Show, Liam, Robbie and Ned.
The 96.5 Family Show. Weekdays live from 6 till 9 on 96.5 FM and via the web at 96five.com.